Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
You're being a real dingo right now.
I'm not being a real dingo.
95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we are live here on The Drive, a little day baseball game, and looks like there's a potential Tyler will get to play a little celebration music right now as the Astros threw six innings. They lead 6-2, and shout out to Hunter Brown. Someone, what did somebody text and say, my, doesn't Ron feel dumb now? Hunter Brown, six innings, two earned, just like Dirty predicted. Well, I don't feel dumb, you know. Hey, you're in this business, sometimes you miss on a few. He really rebounded.
You just stood by your anger. You did not, your frustration. You simply said, I don't give a damn what he does from here on out. This is inexcusable.
I did not think that it was going to spin and turn into him being able to get through six innings.
That we can talk about.
Get through six innings. I did not. This is time to get Bennett Sousa some work here. No, I did not. And he was at 69 pitches through three innings and was able to make his way through six, and right now he's giving them a quality start. Six innings, two runs to the White Sox, and he's in line for a win. His offense, I will say, the facts of the situation. His offense really came through big in that one inning, getting four in. And he was kind of able to come out to be aggressive and did the job of that. Sometimes pitchers don't do that. He came out and was really aggressive, six pitches in that inning, and was able to finish the White Sox.
If you're the ball boy down the baseline there, sitting where the wall comes out by the bleachers, a little bit of stands, a little bit right there, and a ball bounces off that wall, caroms off that wall like it did right there, what kind of vibe you running out there and getting it with? You dragging like old buddy was right there?
Hard jog.
I mean, when you come off the stool, are you thinking, all right, get my knees up, maybe pump my arms a little bit?
I'm being seen. I'm gonna give you something.
Probably best I don't ever have a boy.
Why?
Because I would, if my son drug his old feet out there going to get that ball like that, I'd probably critique him. I'd be sitting over there in the bleachers right next to his stool and say, hey, man, pick your damn knees up.
You got it. So for you, he's the ball boy. You're going to be right there too, right?
Well, I mean, it's either there or home, at home. One way or another, if I look up there and he's dragging them old feet across the top of that grass. Hey, man, pick your knees up, man. I mean, whoever's handling that fine grass out there in the outfield at at Dykin Park. You just drug your damn cleats halfway out in the outfield, man. Pick your feet up, son.
Okay. Well,
sorry, whoever his dad is, I'm just trying to help
you. Think he's ticked off? You think his dad's annoyed by that?
No, if he's doing
his dad may be a foot dragger, too.
Chief, if he's doing it at that age right there, I doubt dad gives a rip about them feet dragging.
He's so proud of his son. He's the Astros ball boy.
My boy's going to be out there.
Yeah, 6'2".
It'll have a little sense of urgency, man. You ain't playing video games.
There you go. 6'2". There you go. Woke Tyler up.
Look at old Tyler.
You're a trooper for video games. It's so fun.
You ain't sitting in your room playing video games, son. Damn, there's 20,000 people watching you. Pick up your knees.
6'2", as they are in the seventh inning. We'll keep you updated on what's going on there. All right. We get a lot of texts, and we get a lot of conversations and text line from Twitter to YouTube to Twitch, all over social, and that's what we love. We love the interaction with our listeners and our audience. And somebody hit me up with this yesterday as we were kind of talking about CJ and the contract stuff, and they were like, "Hey Ron," because this felt like a legit question. Now some people are just being an ass, and then they seem to act shocked and surprised when they're being an ass to me, and I meet them by being an ass to them, because I will go down into that basement with you. But this one, I could tell, like, this seemed like a straight up serious question. They said, "Hey Ron, out of curiosity, what has sold you on CJ Stroud so much? Why are you so locked in on this guy being that good? I just don't see it. He had a great rookie year. No doubt there's talent, but what locked you into making you think he is our quarterback? I would like to hear." And so, you know, Tyler, Clint, I listened. I was like, you know what? I want to give some real context and evidence to really why I believe some of the statements that I see on this text line and I see on YouTube and I see on Twitch and I hear from national people and I hear from some people is just absolutely brain dead crazy to me. Get that up, cussing. One of the things that I did when I read that, I was like, all right, you know what? Let me look at the guys that's been around him. And see, that's why with you, Clint, we can have these conversations, because I don't think, Clint, you question if he's good or if he can play. Your questions, I think, you tell me if I'm wrong, too, if he has the leadership qualities that you think someone needs to have to lead to a championship, and if he is worth it enough for them to be able to play with the type of team that they want to play with.
Yeah, my opinion is far beyond is he good or not. It's not even funny. I mean, there is no anybody that tries to sell that CJ Stroud can't spin it with anybody in the league. I mean, obviously Aaron Rodgers and the Pat. I'm just talking about can't throw the ball effectively and pass the ball at an elite NFL level is crazy. It's not about what he's capable of doing. For me, the conversation about CJ, which is the one I hear most of the time, is, you know, is he worth $60+ million? We've gone from about 50 plus to 60 plus. Is he a piece, or is he a pillar? Right? Is he one of those guys that's an alpha and can take over an organization, or is he just a quarterback that can produce and is talented? That's where I'm at with that. For me, that's the conversation around CJ Stroud.
And so, yeah, and so like I can get with that, right? That's why I think we can have common ground and have conversations, whether we don't see complete eye to eye on CJ or not, because I can understand the space that you're coming from, and it's a space that makes sense. Some of this other garbage don't make sense. But I went through Clinton Tyler, and I said, all right, I just want to see who he's played with on the offense side of the ball. I just want to look through and see all the guys, because he's only been here 3 years, right, Tyler? He ain't been here 10 years.
Correct.
This ain't 9 years where, like, yeah, where it's a long stretch of guys. This is 3 years.
We're familiar with him now, but he ain't been here a decade.
What'd you say, Clint? Like, the average years somebody plays is just over 3 years. Mm-hmm. Is that what the
average? For a reason, yeah.
Yeah, just over 3 years. So, then 3 years. Let's not talk about that he's had two offensive coordinators. We know that part. He's also had two offensive coordinators who both of them, it was their first time on the job doing that, right? Two vastly different styles and systems, and at times it looks like one is working against what his natural skill set is. I went to all the offensive spots. I started at wide receiver. Tyler, these are the people since he's entered the league that he's played with. Now, I didn't just put down people who were just on the roster, Clint. I went and put people who have actually played in games with him. Nico Collins, bang up. Tank Dell, he's on the IR, has not played since 2024. Noah Brown, out of the league. Robert Woods, out of the league. John Metchie, hanging on as a third stringer with the Panthers. Hutchinson, fourth best receiver here for the Texans. Stephon Diggs, four teams in 4 years, but a good football player. Deontay Johnson, out of the league. Steven Sims, out of the league. Higgins, on IR. Noel, still here with the Texans. We'll see what he does this year. You remember Applebee's, 2 for 20. Christian Kirk, he's on the IR right now with the 49ers. Braxton Berrios, practice squad with the Giants. Jared Wayne, 2 career catches, but he is in the league right now. Justin Watson, out of the NFL. Running backs, Devin Singletary, out of the NFL. Damian Pierce, practice squad with the Eagles. Dare, practice squad with the Raiders. Joe Mixon, out of the NFL. Cam Akers, out of the NFL. You remember J.J. Taylor? Out of the NFL. British Brooks, Andrew Beck, woo! Hanging on with the Jets, still on the roster. Andrew Beck is still with us. Marks, and then Jawaard Jordan, who's on the practice squad. Tight ends, Dalton Schultz, Brevin George, played 2 games since 2024. Remember Tegan Quatoriano? He is hanging on with the Arizona Cardinals on their practice squad. Cade Stover still here. Anybody remember of Brendan Bates? Played 12 games. Brendan Bates, out of the NFL. Harrison Bryant, out of the NFL. Offensive line, he's got 9 guys who are played on the offensive line in the last 3 years who aren't in the NFL anymore. 25 guys in 3 years since he stepped foot on the field that's played with them in 2023. 25 guys aren't on 53-man rosters right now. 20 of them are completely out of the league. Those 9 linemen, 5 of them starters to start seasons. Kenyon Green, not in the league anymore. George Fant, not in the league anymore. Shaq Mason, not in the league anymore. Lakin Tomlinson, not in the league anymore. Cam Robinson, not in the league anymore. Those guys were all pegged to be starters in the last 3 years. You look at this, and everybody talks, Clint, and says, all right, yeah, he hasn't had a great offensive coordinator. Yeah, he hasn't had, you know, a great offensive line. Yeah, there have been injuries. But the thought of, like, the expectation seems to be, CJ, we just going to give you this ish, and you make something out of it. And the thing is, when you look at this, is he has done that. He has, repeatedly. He has made something out of it. So when you ask me, why do you think he is that good? Why do you believe that this guy is a good quarterback? Because at 24 years old, this is what they've given him. This is what has happened. And mind you, Clint, some of these top guys that are on the list, they have all been injured or unavailable in major times. Tank has never played in a playoff game or played past week 14. Nico has missed tons of time, including the playoff game last year. Joe Mixon just missed the entire season last year. That is one mark. You know it better than I do of a quarterback. What do you do when you don't have it all perfect? He has never had it perfect. None of it. And he has still excelled, right? And people can just say, well, no, he is just completely sucked from his first year. You can forget the Colts game 2 years ago. You can forget him going one-on-one against Josh Allen and playing against him. You can forget what he did against Kansas City last year. You can forget what he did against the 49ers last year. Dude is a good quarterback that has been giving this. And you ask and wonder, why do you think he's a good quarterback? Why do you think he's worth $55 million? Because they gave it to Trevor. They gave it to Tua. Jared Goff gets it. Look at everything he has around him. So I can get Clint your thought. What is, is he a pillar? Does he have enough? I can get that conversation. I can get the conversation of, hey man, we got Will Anderson, we got Danielle Hunter, we got Kamari Lashner, we got all these guys on this defense, man. I want to keep that together. Is he worth that? I can get that conversation. But don't give me the understanding that you don't get in his 3 years why he is somebody that would be worth or talked about as a franchise quarterback. He has done exactly what you would want. He has been given ish, and he has made something out of it every single year.
Well done. What you just did was you laid out, I've said it a million times, if I'm C.J. Stroud in his camp, I ain't taking nothing less than something I can't walk away from. And if I'm the Texans, I'm hesitant to put it out there. If you just laid out every reason why C.J. Stroud, even in a moment where the last time we saw him on the field, it was ugly. It was historically bad, right? Even in that moment, C.J. Stroud can still look him in the eye and go, nah, you got to do better than that. You got to do better than that. And if I were C.J. Stroud, it's exactly where I'd be. You just laid it out as well as anybody can lay it out. You have given me ish, and I have won 10-plus games. Hell, last year, 10 in a row, and gone to the second round of the playoffs 3 straight years.
I would like to also throw in a secret here. Guys, that defense that played last year, that's not the defense he's had every year. This has not been a defense that's just dragging C.J. Stroud in the offense every year. That first year that he was here and they went to the playoffs and lost to the Ravens, it was a good defense. They weren't what we just watched this year. Mm-mm. 2 years ago, they were a good defense, a better defense, top 10 defense. They weren't this. We're talking about historic worthy, where they didn't even need people. It felt like at times to win games. He ain't been sitting here with that defense this yeah. entire time. He has been the one dragging. Text line coming in. You sound like you're on CJ's payroll. It sounds like that was wired to you from David Mulligan. No, it's not wired to me. It's factual. It is literally factual, right? Like he has been expected.
He faxed it.
He did. He faxed it. He's been expected to just turn water to wine. And in 3 years at 24, he's done it. He's done it every year. Justin Herbert, you know what? Justin Herbert, he's been screwed by injuries. He's got John Harbaugh. How many playoff wins does Justin have? None. All those dudes, Herbert, Trevor, Tua, they all got paid. They got one playoff win combined. And it's because Trevor beat Justin, who blew a 4-touchdown lead. That's it. So maybe your thought is, man, I don't know if I want to break up that defense. That's fair. I don't agree with it. It's the quarterback. That's fair. Or, hey, man, I don't know if he's got the leadership quality. But don't act like he's not. You don't understand why he's not good. Or what he's been dealt with. Come on, man. That is Devin Singletary. Look at the guys that are still hanging on in the league. Look at the guys that are out there that are still hanging on.
Skin of their teeth.
John Metchie should be in the 25 list. Sorry, John, but I'm just saying.
He just cut you finally.
Jared Wayne, by the skin of his teeth, is on this list. Here, man. We need you, man. Go ahead, man. Give us Nick Chubb. I forgot about him. He's out of the league, too. Here, man. We need you here, man. Breakout season. We got to have it right here. Nick Chubb.
Is Dare on there? Did you get
Dare? He's on practice squad.
P-Squad.
Yep. He's a practice squad. There's 25 guys that other teams don't feel are good enough in 3 seasons to be on their roster. 20 of them that just can't find jobs. Be like, oh, man. No, man. But this guy here, man, stinks. It's terrible. Come on, man. You can figure it out. Coming up, it's getting crazier, Clint, with LSU. Mm. Is the SEC, they have taken legal action towards LSU and Lane Kiffin. Is it about time for Lane to go ahead and stand down now? They got a game on Saturday.
Fold
is it about
hand.
Time?
Is Fold
it about,
your hand.
Is it about time to let it go? We'll discuss that coming up next.
95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Welcome back. As the Astros continue to lead 6-2, Jeremy Pena almost killed the catcher for the Chicago White Sox. Jeremy Peña was in his own zone.
No Peña.
Taking practice swings on deck, and a ball rolled away from the catcher, and the catcher is running over there. And Jeremy Peña is still taking those practice swings as the catcher is on his way over there to try to get the ball. And it almost.
It's his territory, man.
Almost drilled it in the on deck circle.
Jalapeno.
6-2 in the eighth. We will keep you updated on what's going on at the Daikin as the Astros are looking to take this series over the Chicago White Sox. As they would win this 4-game series 3-1 if they can hang on to this 6-2 lead as they have completed eighth. We go to the ninth inning now. Here comes the Astros with a chance to close this thing down. And Tyler will just come rolling in at any point with the celebration music if it happens.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like...
You with the crew?
You from the D.
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins go?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judge's 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Blue ball here, okay?
I got the itch to hit that button.
There you go. All right.
Come on, boys.
I know it, man. Go ahead. Get that itch to hit that thing. All right, Clint. College football has already got going. Big one tonight. We'll see what Deion's got coming up as they play. They play tonight. But this weekend, the big one, it is crazy. The big game of the weekend is a game in which Clemson's a 10-point underdog.
Yeah,
at LSU, but that may be the least of the issues. This coming out, the SEC, they have filed suit versus LSU over the school's intent to play pro athletes. The SEC sued LSU in the U.S. District Court in Alabama on Thursday, alleging that the university is violating the league's First Amendment right of expressive association by ignoring SEC rules that prohibit signing and playing former NFL players. According to Greg Sankey, according to a spokesperson for the SEC, the rules are built upon an essential principle: college athletics is reserved for students who are actively pursuing an education while competing for their universities. The professionalism rules preserve competitive fairness, protect opportunities for high school students and current college athletes, and maintain a distinction between college and professional sports. So it looks like they are going after LSU. They're suing the president at LSU. Lane Kiffin is among the defendants there. Athletic director is among the defendants there for LSU. Listen, Clint, it feels like, as I've said, I have understood where Lane is coming from. This is a rule that is apparently not a rule that is shown that is something that they can do. And I've understood why they've tried to pursue it to make their team better if it was something that wasn't illegal. We've reached the point now, Clint, where it feels like to me Lane and LSU probably need to stand down.
Yeah, I wonder if this is truly, you know, the SEC. It's clearly the SEC versus whatever court rulings went on in the state of Louisiana to allow this, yeah. Right? But I do I wonder if this is Greg Sankey versus Lane Kiffin legitimately. I would think that if Sankey went to Kiffin and said, "Hey man, look, let's squash this. We don't need to drag this out in the courts. We don't need to be suing each other, yada yada yada." I would imagine if it was something as simple as that, Lane Kiffin would probably back down, right? But this has more to do. I would imagine this has more to do with once you got it into, into the system, and it got away from college football and more into the hearings and the state courts and things of that nature. I would imagine that it's hard for Lane Kiffin. Now, maybe not state of Louisiana, yeah, and the AD and the president, all this kind of stuff, but it'd be hard for Lane Kiffin to just backpedal out of this one. I do wonder how much control at this point really he has.
You don't think this thing's going to just die? You don't think it? Because they're threatening to kick him out of the conference.
Well, he's not going to play him.
Yeah.
He's not going to play. I mean, he's not going to risk the entire organization's programs, record, and status at this point to play these players. But I do think that they're already dug in,
yeah,
and they're going to fight it. And they were dug in from the jump, and so now to back out, it would seem, I don't know. To me, it would seem a little bit fishy to back out now.
I don't know. It is becoming a distraction. It is becoming a major distraction. And Clint, I think, they're probably good enough without having to add.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, when I say good enough, I don't think these guys would absolutely change. Like the tight end, for instance, who, by the way, is enrolled in classes. The tight end, he's not better than the tight end they got. Like the tight end they got is he would still be the best tight end on the field,
mm-hmm,
even if they brought him in. I'm just saying these guys, this isn't like Texas Tech fighting for yeah, Brandon Sorsby. Like he changes their entire team and their chances. I don't think these guys do this. This now there's a bit of a feel to of, all right, well man, this is like, we're in this now. We've dug in so deep. We're stuck. We ain't coming out of it. And it's just becoming a louder story.
Yeah, well, at least not yet. They're not coming out of it. And I don't know all the particulars, the ins and outs, and the details of this particular fallout. I will be shocked if any of the guys that this suit includes, like any of the players that fall under the umbrella of players that are addressed in this suit, I will be shocked if any of them play on Saturday.
Yeah, because he would be putting the whole, like they'd vacate wins or something. They would like Greg Sankey and the SS, they would lose their mind.
Right.
They would at this point I don't think they're going to play, but I just. It feels like we've reached the point where they need to just go ahead and shut this down, like, completely. It's becoming beyond a distraction. Like, I know we got to the point of the thought of, like, oh, the other players, they don't mind. Okay. But it's about time to shut this down. All right, coming up, we'll let you know what happens with the Astros as they are getting close to wrapping this thing up. as they are looking to win this series over the White Sox. And we just talked about some college football. Clint Dion, he gets his season start at the Colorado Buffalo. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. We'll ask Clint, we'll talk about and discuss this. Is this Dion thing over? Is the Dion Colorado, like him being an attraction and this team having a chance to be something, is this whole thing over? Was this a 2-3 year stretch? Is it over? We'll discuss that coming up next.
95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
0-2 pitch, he got him, ball game over. A.J. Blueball threw nothing but strikes in his 10 pitches in the ninth inning, and the Astros win it 6-2. Blummer, they take 3 out of 4 against a first-place team in the American League Central.
All right, there it is. The Astros get a dub. Quick, that seemed like a quick game, didn't it?
So fast, dude. That was my first reaction.
Fast game, quick game, as Hunter Brown rebounds after starting off a little rough. But they win 6-2. He goes 6 innings, 2 earned runs. Burcho with a big hit in this game. Altuve got it started with a 2-run homer. Paredes with a big game as well, and then the bullpen shut it down after Hunter Brown goes 6 innings. With that, Clint, they are now 3 games above 500, 72, and they're hanging on to that 69. Tyler, this puts them 2.5 games over 500. We'll see what the Rangers do as they are now starting a series with the Tampa Bay Rays, the number one seed in the American League. So hopefully the Astros can pick up some more ground with them playing the best team, at least with the best record in the American League. Clint, this now, as I said, puts them 2.5 games over the Rangers, who are in second place in the West. But now overall, Clint, they are 1.5 games behind the White Sox for the second best record in the American League, or the second seed in the American League. The Yankees and the Red Sox both have better records, but obviously they're behind Tampa in the East. But they could be the 2 seed and avoid the wild card if they were to able to overtake the White Sox. They did it yesterday behind Wisniewski, but this even adds on to it more. They've won the season series, so they have the tiebreaker ahead of the White Sox as well. So all they got to do is tie them in the standings, and they would be the 2 seed over the Chicago White Sox. So big-time series, 4-game set at home, especially coming off how bad it was the last homestand, and taking this series 3 out of 4.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB. And all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Were from a good Chicago White Sox team. That's exactly what this team needed, and they are rolling since Dana's firing.
Yeah, they've got. Sorry, Dana. You mentioned a lot. I don't know if did you mention early on in that the Diamondbacks. Didn't know who they got next.
They got the Diamondbacks. Yep.
Diamondbacks are a good baseball team, yep, yep. and looking around the league, you gave a good look around the league and around the division. But the Astros need to just keep their sights on exactly what's in front of them. This is a good baseball team. You've made up some progress. Like you said, you're flirting with potentially the two seed and avoiding that wild card round altogether. That would be absolutely huge for this team, given how the year's gone. Now, if I were a betting man, I would bet on whatever the Astros doing, whatever it takes to keep this thing interesting. It just seems like it wouldn't be them, boy, to slide into that two seed and really give themselves not that you would be able to have any breathing room, because you're still, it's going to be a tight race all the way down, but it seems like it's just not in this team's nature to just kind of run away with things and separate a bit and position yourself real good. It just seems like we're going to keep this thing as tight as we can all the way down to the last game or the last series of the season. That's who we are this year. So I hope I'm wrong, but boy, I hope they keep their sights on the team across the diamond from them, because the Diamondbacks could be a problem.
Yeah, that's a good baseball team fighting in the NL wild card race over there. But the good thing is, Clint, with this is what, at least three games in this series, they've got really pretty good starting pitching, which is what you want to look for. Really all of them, to be honest with you. I mean, Lambert labored some, and Blanco didn't go long, but he's a surprise starter and goes four scoreless innings. And then yesterday, Wisniewski, you know, one of the best pitching performances, starting performances of the season for the Astros. And then pulling it together. Is Hunter going and giving you a quality start? Back-to-back quality starts from your start.
Look, I think there's going to be some highs and lows. There's going to be peaks and valleys. I don't think this thing just stays steady, right? I mean, you've got you look at some of the pieces that you do. You're without a doubt going to depend on down the stretch here, and they're in a territory they've never been. I think Okert is one of your best arms out of the bullpen. I mean, he has been absolutely loaded up this year with innings. We mentioned earlier Peter Lambert, obviously, either bumping up against the biggest workload he's ever shouldered. If he's not there yet, he will get there. I mean, those are two big pieces here. You know, and then you look down. We don't know who Wisniewski is. We got seven starts after the injury at this point. Been good, but we got seven starts. Yeah. You know, hopefully he can keep that up. Abreu has been inconsistent. These are all pieces that you're going to have to depend on in a big, big way.
But pitching better.
Oh, no, right now. Yeah, absolutely. Right now they've been better. I think what they've shown. What they've shown, Ron, is that you can depend on these guys, and anything's possible. Now, you know, can you be a force and go out there and be consistent enough to make a run against the best that Major League Baseball has to offer? I don't know. We'll see come time. But I think when the stars are aligned, man, they've shown that they can beat some really good baseball teams.
Yeah. Yeah, they have done that. Yeah. And Tyler, do me a favor, check what is their record now? Is it 28-15, 27? Mm-hmm. Their record against 500 teams above 500. I think it's 27 wins, maybe 27 or 28 wins. But this is starting to be a thing, because this ain't all just earlier in the year when Boston stunk and now they're playing well. This is in the last week and a half, they've won series versus the Yankees, now the White Sox, and then coming out of the All-Star break after that Orioles sweep, they won the series against the Rays. So they've got to be somewhere 27-15, 28-15 or something like that with their record against teams that are 500 or better. So this is becoming a real thing. All right, Clint, college football's going tonight. Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes, they are coming off of a awful season. 3-9. They were 1-8 in conference. And that coming off of that year where Shadur's final season, where he was the offensive Big 12 offensive player of the year, they were 9-4, 7-2 in conference, had an outside chance to get to the title game in the Big 12, and they played in the Alamo Bowl. So the last 2 years has just been completely different seasons. This is a big year for Deion Sanders. They've got 40 new transfers. They had a top 25 transfer portal class, number 3. Juju Lewis, one of the top recruits at quarterback last year. He is now going to be the starter. In your mind, do you think this kind of Deion thing is over? The Deion and like him potentially taking Colorado to a space that maybe Colorado was hoping they would get, and the care and the interest in Deion in Colorado. You think we've reached a point where that is over?
Yeah, I think we've reached a point where it's over. I don't think the overall care is over, but I think the love affair is over. I think Deion is fixing to, and he already is to a certain degree, but I think he's fixing to face the toughest criticism that he's faced in his coaching career anyway. I mean, you're talking about you know, obviously with his son there and Travis Hunter there, the first year they started out lights out, and last year was rough. He cycled coaches through there, left and right. The transfer portal is one thing, but I think he's been really brazen about kind of not recruiting and not making home visits and all that kind of crap. And I just don't, at Colorado, I think that is a tough sell. I mean, on a playing field where everybody is playing by the same rules, it's still an uphill battle for a Colorado. Trust me, I went to Arkansas. I understand. It's an uphill battle. You got to do things a little bit differently. Typically, you got to outwork guys. You got to make an effort to be different and set yourself apart. You can't openly talk about not making home visits and ultimately appearing to not put the effort into being a college coach. And I think that ends up biting him in the tail. And I don't think he's doing himself any favors by the way he's going about it. And again, being so brazen.
If he's not winning.
Well, if he can't go to Colorado, if you can't win where he's at right now, the conference he's in right now, if you can't win there, then you got problems.
It looked like it could have been set up for him, Clint, to do what he was doing at Colorado, which, I mean, let's be honest, man, for what, about 14, 15 months, maybe close to 2 years, he was the number one story in college football.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing. They were moving, FS1 and ESPN were moving times to get them on TV because they were it. People were showing up to those games. That was the story. And he looked like he was setting up, boy, let's just wait on this Florida State thing. Let's wait on this Florida State gig. Let's wait on one of these big schools in the SEC, and then maybe he'd jump. But like that is definitely on pause and out of it. And it seems like if he doesn't have Shadur and Travis Hunter also there too, like he has not proven to be able to get it rolling. And the expectations are not very high, Clint. They're projected to be one of the bottom feeders with Kansas in the Big 12, and three to four wins is what they're looking at. That definitely ain't gonna cut it. And if he's winning three or four games, and like you said, I don't have a problem with it. I love the way he goes about his business. But if he's losing, like that isn't gonna fly, and people aren't gonna care anymore, and people aren't gonna care to move Colorado State to a time. Period where people got to watch it, and it's not going to be must see anymore. And it started to feel that way towards the end of the season.
Like yeah, I mean, I would argue it's there now. I'm a big Deion fan in general. I wanted to see him do well. I thought he would do better. I thought he would do better longer. In that conference, that I think was basically there for the taking over the last couple of years. I thought he would fare better, but he's. I don't think it's. I don't think he's going to be any better this year than he was last year.
They got Georgia Tech tonight.
Yeah, we'll find out. You got some good games tonight. You got Georgia Tech, Colorado. You got Utah, who Arkansas plays in a couple weeks. You got Minnesota tonight. There's one other big school that's Illinois is playing tonight. One of the kind of a sleeper in the Big Ten. With Brett Bielema up there, so you got some names playing tonight, and then obviously a slate full on Saturday,
Friday too. There's some games, big games Friday night. You know they take over this week in between the football NFL season starting.
Hate it, by the way.
Why?
Yeah, Friday night lights should be off limits for anybody outside of high school.
They're playing Sunday too.
I don't like it.
What you got coming up?
I don't like it. Caitlin Clark's team is an absolute. They're absolute geniuses, and. This starting rotation for the Astros. I'm not going to let show pick on Peter Lambert, but what are they capable of? How convinced are you that this rotation after last night can make a run? We'll cuss and discuss next.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign you've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.